Boss Ladies. So I've been seeing a lot of posts online for people asking for tips and tricks around working from home successfully. And initially it was so weird for me because I've been working from home mostly for a good 12 years now. And it took me a while to realize that that's not what everyone else's reality is, right? And what I've learned over the 12 years that I've been doing this and, you know, all the trial and error, I could actually use to help some people. So what I decided to do is to record a couple of podcast episodes and also drop a piece for you on Thrive Global with my top 5 tips for mastering this work from home thing and really saving your sanity. So today is effectively part 1 of 5. And what I want to talk to you about today is about space being sacred. So generally, up until this point, you've probably been going to an office. So you leave your home and you go somewhere and you work and then you come back. So there's been a very clear divide and a kind of disconnect between your life outside of work and your life at work. And now with coronavirus pandemic and social distancing and more companies asking their people to work from home, now those two worlds are about to collide. And one of the quickest ways to drive yourself completely insane and to start really hating your life and resenting your job and being angry at everyone at home is if you don't set aside space for work and for life outside of work. And I understand that this might be really, really difficult if you live in like a tiny apartment or if you are sharing a house or an apartment with friends. I get that this could be potentially difficult. But try and improvise, you know, try and do whatever works for you. What I've learned is that it's really important to have a space that is designated specifically for work. And previously, before we moved into this house, my space that was designated for work was literally, we had these stairs going up to a loft, and there was this space underneath the stairs that was just big enough for like, imagine like a school-sized desk, right? Like just big enough for this small little table and my laptop, and I could put like a small chair there, like that was my workspace. But it really made a big difference. So whether it's a tiny little space like that, or you've potentially got to even then repurpose your dining room table or your kitchen counter for work, that's fine. But you want to find a space that you designate for work. And then when your workday is over, especially if you're doubling up spaces like your kitchen counter or your dining room table or whatever, you need to clear work away so that you can resume your normal life. And yes, my normal life consists of the neighbor's dogs barking at all crazy hours and interfering with podcast recordings. So yeah, it's frustrating, but you kind of try and push through it, right? So what you want to do while you're working from home, find yourself a spot that is a designated workspace. Do not work on your bed or on your living room floor or on the sofa or whatever it is, because it is so bad for your back. Trust me, your back will thank you. Try and get a decent chair, if at all possible, and definitely find yourself a spot that you can designate for work only. And if you're doubling up spaces, pack away your work, okay, so that you can kind of have that feeling of, okay, work is over now, and I'm coming back home. I'm going to make myself dinner now. I'm going to sit at this dining room table with my family. We're going to have dinner. We're going to talk about our day. Don't let work effectively spill over into your day-to-day life. Because if you leave your laptop and all of the paperwork and all of the other shit that we tend to use in an ordinary workday, if you leave that open on the kitchen counter or the dining room table, work is spilling over into your everyday life and it is taking up time and actual physical space in what should be your space and time for your life outside of work. So separate the two, pack away the work, and go on with your life. You need that distinction and you need that divide, else you are going to go completely insane. I'll chat to you again.